The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. Ministerial government, which might also be called grown-up government, began in the Isle of Man on Tuesday, December the 9th, 1986. This was when the so-called board system was abandoned. The members of the boards of Tynwald were appointed by the court to do the work now done by ministries, and they had chairmen, not ministers. It was a huge step forward in the island's graduation to more self-government. But it had been around as an idea for a long time. In 1962, it had been suggested seriously by two forward-looking members of the House of Keys, Bert Stephen, and Second World War blinded advocate Howard Simcox. What these two reformers had in mind was the fact that when members of Tynwald went off to London for constitutional talks at the Home Office, to present themselves as board chairman was giving the impression that their status was somewhere down in the realm of local authority rule. This was seen as diminishing them in the eyes of the Home Office and putting them at a disadvantage. Ministers, it was argued, would be a different matter, defining the island as a self-governing nation in its own right, with a recognised place in the world. Mind you, back home in the Isle of Man, the Manx crab was crawling about among the general public, who thought it was all a matter of members of Tynwald getting a bit above themselves in their overweening conceit. Nevertheless, in April 1985, a committee of Tynwald, set up to consider constitutional development issues, produced a report recommending that a kind of Manx cabinet, to be known as the Council of Ministers, should be established with a chief minister leading a ministerial team. This was to replace the body known as the Executive Council, or EXCO, which comprised members of Tynwald appointed to act as no more than advisers to the Lieutenant Governor, so becoming a body with real power in its hands. The change was to take place after the following House of Keys general election. This was held on Tuesday, November the 28th, 1986, and when the new Tynwald assembled on Tuesday, December the 9th, 46-year-old Russian MHK Miles Walker was nominated by the court as the first Chief Minister, and he was confirmed in this by the Governor, Major General Sir Lawrence New. Walker was the most widely accepted choice, largely because he was a moderate. But he had 10 years' experience as an MHK, and his record was sound. He was, as the saying goes, a safe pair of hands. His first task was to choose his ministers and lay their names before the following meeting of Tynwald. This wasn't so easy. The general election had been a killing ground, and there was a shortage of experienced MHKs to choose from, and he had to include some MLCs. There were three. The rest, making a total of 9 ministers, were MHKs. They were Walker's team, and Tynwald approved the first comb-in by 18 votes to 14 in what was a secret ballot. Walker went on to 2 successful terms as Chief Minister, and today he is Sir Miles Walker, CBE, and a respected elder statesman. He also has a unique place in the history of the Isle of Man. When he took office, it was a story for the UK national news media, which I was supplying back then as a journalist. They were delighted to learn that he was a dairy farmer outside politics, and when things were busy on the family farm, he was fourth in line to do the milk round when necessary. There was also the case of local government minister Dominic Delaney, who before entering politics had been in the building industry. His team of 2 MHKs were Walter Gilby and Richard Leventhorpe, who had both been to Britain's most famous public school. We Manxies enjoyed saying that Dalgy was run by a scaffolder and 2 old Etonians. The Isle of Man has its own way of doing things when it comes to democracy.